ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. In your life, you ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with the story of a Jesus freak who was ready for the worst. Pastor Lee knew he was being watched by the Chinese Public Security Bureau. He knew the risk of preaching at the house church, as he did every Tuesday. Pastor Lee had been arrested many times and beaten to the point where he vomited blood. Once he was beaten with his own Bible. He also knew Chinese citizens can be sent to labor camps for up to 3 years without a trial. So he was ready. He even had a bag packed with a blanket and extra clothing. Still, he preached that night without fear. Sure enough, armed officers burst through the doors and arrested him. Lee was ready. Are you?
For more on the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina, Alexandria.
K-Q-J-O, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magadan. Stay tuned and focused, and let Word of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altonio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Digging. You have Genesis chapter number 26. We're going to read verse 17 through 25, then verse 28 and 32. Amen. You have it. Say, I have the word. And I'm ready to receive it. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac the servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, "The water is ours." He called the name of the well Essek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also, and he called the name of it Sitna. And they removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, "For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, "And I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed, my servant Abraham's sake." Verse 25, and he built an altar, called upon the name of the Lord, pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. Let's go on down to verse 28. And they said, "We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee, and we said, let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee." In verse 32, and it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, "We have found water." Amen. May God add a blessing to those hearers and doers of his word. The grass wither, the flower fades away, and the word of God stands forever. Amen. The word of God stands forever. Amen. We want to give you a thought simple and from this topic, title, and thought. Keep digging. Amen. Keep digging. Now, he was already drinking from a well. He had already kept digging. And then he said, I'm fruitful in this spot, but I don't have God like I want him. Lord, help me today. I'm prospering. I'm okay right here, but I need to get in a place where I get God. And a place where I can have communion with God. The most important thing in your life should be your communion with God. It should not be whether I can just get some fruit. It should not be whether just where I can have the things that I need, the necessities for me and my family. It should be where I can get to know God. I can have communion with God. Can I get somebody to say amen? So he moved to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him and promised him, I'm with you. And then he built an altar to the Lord. He made it a place that we can worship and pray and praise God. See, what I want you to see here is that now he's moved to a place. He's moved to a place where not only is he fruitful, not only does he have a well of water, but he has communion with God. And that's where he dwells for a while. Come on and say amen. And so he builded that altar, and he called on the name of the Lord. And the Bible says in verse 26, when Abimelech went to him from Gerar and one of his friends, they went up to talk to him. Come on and say amen. They went up to talk to him because they knew that God was with him. I wish I had somebody. They knew it, and they went up to him, and they said, we need to make a deal between us because it's bothering us that you were with us, and we put you out, and we know that God is with you. You see, sometimes people will be like that. They will say, you know God is with them even though I hated on them, even though I didn't like them. Come on and say amen. Even though I tried to take the things that they worked hard to get. Come on and say amen. You worked hard on your good name and somebody trying to tear it down. Even though you worked hard on those things to try to get them and we've taken them from you, we want to make peace with you. Now, some of us would be like, you need to get off my land. We would have been like Mr. Tinetti. Get off my land. We would have drug her out of there. Come on and say amen. Get away from here. Come on and say amen. We would have been so to the point that we would have been angry and ready to fight. Now, I don't understand why Isaac feared these men, because Isaac had the servants of Abraham with him. And the Bible says those boys were pretty bad. Those boys fought against five kings and whipped every one of them. I wish I had somebody. Abraham had some trained men in his camp. And so why did Isaac be so fearful? And Isaac reminds me of pastors sometimes, because he's meek. He said, I'm going to go ahead and move on. I ain't going to fight you. Amen. I'm going to just move right along. You can say what you're going to say, do what you're going to do. I'm just going to leave you alone. But Isaac had operated in fear, in a way, and he forgot that he should have put his faith and his trust in God. Sometimes we are the same way. We operate in fear, and fear will affect us so that we can't be faithful to God, although God will make us fruitful. Oh, come on and say amen. Oh, yeah. So now let's go on a little further. In verse 28, he said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with ye, and we said, let there be now an oath betwixt us and betwixt thee. And he said, let us make a covenant with you. He said, we know that the Lord is with you. We know that you are a blessed man. And so we want to make a covenant and a deal with you. Amen. That thou would do us no hurt. Look, while he's fearing them, they're fearing him. And he don't even know it, because he's operating in fear. Oh, come on and say amen. You see, while you're afraid of the devil's afraid of you. Especially when we come in a setting like this. Because you remind him of Christ. Because he knows the power of God that's down on the inside of you. You patty caking and belly aching and crying for what the devil's done. He's doing his job. You do yours. Yeah, you crying and complaining about the things that you're going through. Well, it's supposed to be some things you go through, because while you're going through, God is causing you to be fruitful. Come on and say, man, why are they putting dirt on top of you? You got to understand something here, that you take that seed, put that seed in the ground like Isaac did. It grows up. Amen. And I don't care what that seed is. I don't care what it is, but I guarantee if you go to your driveway right now, there's some grass, there's some weeds that's coming up through the crack. I don't know how a seed gets strong enough to do it, but a little old seed like that is strong enough to push its way up through tons of dirt, pounds of dirt, pounds of concrete, and find its way up to the top, into the surface. I wish I could get somebody here that understand what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that you are a seed of God. You are not only a seed, but the word of God in you is a seed, and the word has to push its way up. The word has to come through some dirt and some stuff and some trials and some trouble and some situations. Oh, come on and say amen. But what I need in order to grow stuff, Isaac knew it. That's why he became a well digger. Do I have any well diggers in here? He knew that in order for things to grow, in order for me to prosper, I have to have dirt and I have to have water. Oh, come on and say amen. And so God knows what Isaac knew. God said, I got to have you. You dirty. Yeah, you got you. Come on. Your flesh. The Bible said we are made of the dust of the earth. And God said, I need, in order for my seed to grow in the earth, I need some dirt and some water. I wish I had somebody. I came to water you this morning. I came to let you know, let the dirt fall. Come on, let them put dirt on top of you. Don't worry about it. Oh, come on and say amen. But God is saying that you shall grow. You shall be prosperous. So keep on digging. Dig your wells. Come on, do I have any well diggers in here? Oh, glory be to God. Oh, yeah, and then verse 30 says that he made a feast, and they did eat and drink. Look whose food they're eating, and look what they're drinking. They're drinking from the well that he dug. They're eating from the flocks and the herds that he brought. Come on and say, man, they didn't bring nothing. He had it all. Come on and say, man. And they rose up at bedtime, betimes in the morning, and swear one to another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. In verse 32 says, and it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servant came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, we have found water. Oh, come on and say amen. And he called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. Now, let's stop right there, and I'm done. Look, the Bible says here that after he made peace with his enemies. You don't want to make peace with folks. You don't want to go and talk, look, I ain't here to fight you. I'm here to let you know you ain't got to explain nothing to me, but I forgive you. Oh, come on and say, man, I know what you've done to me. I know that you tried to do me much hurt. You stopped up every well I dug. You put dirt in it. Every time I found something, you claimed it to be your own. I didn't fight with you then, and I ain't finna fight with you now. But all I want you to know is that I'm letting it go because God's blessing me. And look, only after he had made the altar did they come to him. I want you to see this. Only after he prayed and sought the Lord did his enemies decide, you know, I want to come and make peace with you. It reminds me of what the Bible says. The Bible said when a man's ways please the Lord, he would cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. You see, only after you prayed and sought the Lord will God begin to make your enemies to come to you. And the Bible said he'll make your enemies your footstool. Do I have any witnesses here? We got to understand that even though I got friction and frustration, God makes me fruitful, but not only does he make me fruitful, but he gives me favor. You see, God gave me favor with my enemy who didn't like me, the enemy that hated me, the enemy that couldn't do me no good. Amen. That same enemy came and wanted to be my friend. I wish I had somebody. Oh, come on and say amen. Isaac sat him down and fed him. And the Bible says that if you give your enemy water when he's thirsty and bread when he's hungry, he said it'd be like heaping hot coals upon their head. It'll sear their conscience. It'll let them know that you don't deserve the raw deal they've been giving you. It'll come on and say amen. And if they don't stop, God got a way
way of stopping them. But you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to keep saying you're going to reap it. You don't have to keep saying karma is coming. Come on and say amen. You don't have to keep reminding them that God is going to pay you for what you took me through. But you need to let them know, I'm letting it go. I'm not holding it against you. You want some food? I got it. You need some fruit? I got it. Whatever you need, God's blessed me. So I'm not holding that against you. Do I have a witness here? I'm going to keep on digging. And so the Bible says, after he prayed, they came to him. And he gave him favor to, oh, come on and say amen. And after they left, after he made peace with them, the Bible said that the servants came running and said, hey, Isaac, we've dug another well and we got some more water. Do I have a witness here? See, God will not allow you to have just one resource. God will give you many resources, but you got to keep on digging. God said, even though one opportunity might have passed you by, God is saying, I'll give you some more opportunities. Just because one door has been closed, God said, I'm giving you some more doors. Oh, come on and say amen. Won't he open doors that's been closed in your face? Say yes here. God will make a way for you when it seems like your way's been cut off. God said, he'll lead you in the paths of righteousness. Do I have a witness here? God will give you favor. And he said, he called the name of the place. He called it Beersheba. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Because it is the place of the promise. God called him to a place of promise. See, what we got to understand is that when God promised us something, he shall do it. And so what was Isaac doing the whole time? Every time God would bless him, he would prophesy. Every time God would bless him, he would name it. The fact that he named it lets us know he had dominion over it. I wish I had somebody. If you want to take dominion of something, you need to start naming it. I wish I had somebody. The reason why God allowed Adam to be able to name all the animals and to be able to call a cat a cat, a dog, is because he had dominion over it. Oh, praise his name. The reason we have apple trees is because Adam called it an apple tree, and we have dominion over it. Do I have a witness here? God lets you name whatever you have dominion over. It wasn't until after the fall that God let him name Eve. Before that, she was Adam too. Do I have a witness here? And so what I'm trying to tell you is that Isaac understood, I need to give it a name. Oh, praise his name. And from the well came a city. Oh, come on and say amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying what Jesus said. He said the faith, he said that it's like a mustard seed. He said the word planted is like a mustard seed. When it grow, every fowl of the air want to flock to it and lodge there. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying to keep on digging, because sooner or later you won't be the only one to benefit, but there'll be a city of folks. I wish I had somebody. There's more than one person that'll benefit from your well, that'll benefit from your digging. You see, some of you are afraid to dig. You don't want to put your shovel in the dirt. You don't want to put your back to the shovel. I wish I had somebody, because you say it's too much work. I don't feel like getting dirty. But let me tell you something. If you're in this business, sometimes you got to get dirty. Sometimes you get dirty all over. Sometimes you get muddy. Sometimes it seems like you're just down in a hole. But I want you to keep on digging, because sooner or later you'll hit water. Can I get a witness here? You see, when your enemies, let me flip it a little bit. When your enemies start digging at your flesh, when your enemies, see, your flesh is just dirt. When your enemy dig at your flesh, tell your enemy, keep on digging, because if you keep digging, you're sure to hit water. The Bible says, From the belly shall flow rivers of living water. Do I have anybody that say, I got living water? If they keep digging, the water's going to spring up. Can I get somebody to say, spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. Can I get somebody that say, I'm a well that's full of water. The devil stopped me up a few years ago, but Pastor Holden has come with his shovel. I'm digging. Say yes. I'm here with my shovel. I may jump on you a little while, but no, I'm digging. I'm not trying to hurt you. I may pull away some flesh a little bit, but no, I'm digging. I'm trying to get to the water, because the water not only blesses your family, but the water blesses everybody. I wish I had somebody that realized you are well. Can I get a witness here? And the Bible says in the book of John, the 4th chapter, that Jesus met a woman at the well. Come on and say it. It was a well that Jacob had gave him. The well that Jacob gave him, that Isaac gave Jacob. Do I have a witness here? It was a well. Come on and say yes. Say yes. But when she was going to the well, I can tell you the whole story. But what you need to know is that when she got to the well, Jesus was sitting on the well. Can I get a witness here? What you got to understand is that Jesus wants to sit on your well, because somebody is coming to draw from you. But instead of getting you, they get Jesus. Can I get a witness here? And the Bible says, she said, well, man, she said, I'll give you water that you never thirst again. And she said, how is it that you would have got water when you have nothing to draw from? Oh, come on and say amen. But Jesus let her know, I am the water that when you drink it, you don't thirst. I am the one, the Messiah. Oh, come on and say yes here. And she said, thank you. She went back to the city. She dropped a bucket. She didn't even get her water. But she went back to the city and said, come see a man that told me everything that I ever did. Can I get somebody that understands that Jesus, he's the water of life? I wish I had somebody. She didn't understand that no longer do you have to drink from this well. No longer do you have to drop your bucket in, but you got a river of life. Do I have anybody that say, I'm drinking from the river of life? Say yes. Say yes. And in my clothes, you need to know who Jesus is. He died for your sin, but he rose up on the third day with all power. And in my clothes, you need to be encouraged today to be like the old goat. Can I tell you that story? I know you heard it before, but listen up anyway. There was a man that had an old goat, and the goat fell in the well, and he looked for the goat, and all he heard was bad. He heard the goat bleeding. Oh, can I get somebody to say amen right there? And when he got to the well, he looked over in it. The well was so deep, and the well was so dark that he couldn't see the old goat. Can I get a witness here? He said, ain't nothing to do except fill the well up with dirt and bury the goat in the well. He took a scoop of dirt, throwed it over in the well. Come on and say yes. He took all day long throwing dirt down in the well. But sooner or later, he heard the goat say, bad. And the goat, he looked up and he saw the horns. And he saw the goat at the top of the well. Let me tell you what the goat did. With every scoop of dirt, the goat shook it off, packed it under his feet. Every time the man scooped some dirt, he would shake it off, pack it under his feet, because he knew one thing. He said, if I get to the top, I got to get this dirt up underneath me. I can't let it stay on me. What I'm trying to tell you people, and what I'm saying to myself, is that when they throw dirt on you, just shake it off, pack it under your feet, because you'll rise up one of these old days. You'll rise up out of the well, and you'll have a story to say, I fell in the well, but it wasn't my end. Looked like that should have been my grave when I failed that time. Looked like I was going to be taken out, but I heard I had a friend. I had a pastor. I had a brother in Christ that threw me some dirt. Everybody that throws dirt on you is not trying to bury you. I wish I had a witness, but what they're doing, they're helping you to elevate. Anybody here say, I'm going higher. Before I can go higher, I gotta go lower. Can I get a witness here? I've been down to the low. I've been down level to the ground. But this morning, I'm rising up. I'm shaking it off, packing it under my feet, because I'm rising. Anybody rising? If you're rising, let me hear you say yes. Say yes. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm rising up. I'm rising up. I'm not going to stay down here, but I'm going higher. You don't see me now, but I'm shaking it off. You'll see me in the tweet by and by. I wish I had somebody that said, neighbor, I'm going to keep on digging. I don't care what my enemies do. The devil meant it for bad, but I'm so glad. Anybody glad that God meant it for my good? The devil meant to harm you. The devil meant to hurt you. But thanks be to God that he got a plan for me, that he'll bring me up out of the horrible pit and place my feet on a solid rock. They coming against me, but I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on praising, because I know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy cometh in the morning. I don't know about you, but I got good news. We just dug another well. Say yes. I got good news. He thought he stopped that word, but I kept on digging, and I found water. Will you come drink with me? Say yes. Say yeah. And I love God, because I found out that I can take my water and take it to Jesus, and he'll turn my water into wine. And I feel like in the time there's wine, I gotta throw a party. Come on and say yeah. And the wine I'm drinking, I'm getting drunk off the Holy Ghost. Say yes. I'm not drinking Moscato. I'm not drinking, oh come on, I'm not drinking some other wine from the California Valley, but I'm drinking the wine of the Spirit of God. I'm not drunk with wine as in excess, but I'm being filled. Anybody getting full? I'm full of the wine of God. Won't God bless you? Won't he make you fruitful in a strange land? Won't he bring you out? Won't he bless your life? Won't he be your friend? Won't he promise you and give you a word and be faithful to perform what he said? I'm going to keep on digging. Slap high five with your neighbor and say, neighbor, I got my shovel. Let's go dig. Neighbor, I found some dirt. I found a field. I need to get to the water. Say yes, because I need the water in order for us to survive. I need to find water. Say yes. Ain't no time to complain about. I ain't got nothing to drink. I don't have nothing to eat. I got a shovel in my hand. I believe I dig a little while. Can I get a few people to say, I got my shovel? Come on, get ready to jump. You know, the first scoop, you got to jump on it. Come on and say yes. Do I have a few people that say, I'm ready to dig, Pastor. I'm ready to get with this. Come on, get your shovel. Jump on. I'm digging, jumping on it.